The following episode is rated W for a complete waste of your time.
It really is. It's going to waste your time.
Just waste it. Waste it right up.
There's no content.
No, nothing. There's a lot of content. I wouldn't say solid content.
Guys, if you need to waste some time while you're doing some dishes,
this is the way to waste it.
Keep on listening.
We got you back.
Got you. Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through parenthood, life, and owning creative businesses. I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, and performer, and mom of three.
Hey guys, welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. This episode, we are going to be talking about the middle school years.
Middle school.
Middle school Shaylee and middle school Katie. That would be terrifying.
Yeah.
But first, before we get into that, we of course have to thank our amazing sponsor. This episode is brought to you by
Sleepovers!
Sleepovers.
We're in pajamas right now.
We are.
They're really cute.
Not. This is my best outfit, Shaylee.
I sleep in this.
Oh.
I could. I don't. Once I told you I was in my pajamas and you came over and were like, well, did you sleep in that? And I had changed fully for the day.
Oh, so such a cute outfit. I was like, man.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Sleepovers, man. Did you do them?
I did, once I was of age.
What was the coming of age for sleepovers?
I think my first sleepover is when I was, I think I got to do a sleepover in kindergarten for like a neighbor, if that counts. So I was like a couple houses down.
I tell you what, sleepovers were like, they were normal to me and a staple in my childhood. And then now that I have children...
You're like, you're never leaving my house.
I was like, wait, what? I would just send them and not...
Overnight?
And not be there?
And shenanigans can happen.
I might accidentally be an overprotective mom without knowing it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of the same thing. She's like one and I'm like, I don't know about the nursery. There's like four kids in there.
A church?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't think I was going to be that way.
Yeah.
But there was, I have some like sleepover anxiety, some memories built in there where I was like.
I was like probably close to Callie's age.
That house was a little frightening.
Right?
Mom, have you ever been to the house? And she's like, no.
You're like, they smoked. I was breathing smoke all night. If I get cancer.
And I smoked.
Not to point fingers, but it's on you.
I smoked with the mom.
I smoked. I would come home and there's one time I burst into tears. Because they had rented and watched a PG-13 movie.
Oh.
And it was like a torn between like pleasing my parent and pleasing my like adult supervisor. And so I was just sweating and I kept going, this one looks good. It was like at Blockbuster. This one looks good. And they were like, no, I think we're going to get mixed nuts with Steve Martin. And I was like, And then I didn't say anything. And then we all watched it. We were kind of like playing while like the parents were watching it. But we were all in the same room. Anyway, I felt so terrible about it. I got home and my mom said, how was the sleepover? And I just was like,
gotta tell you something. Yeah.
And I didn't get in trouble. Obviously, she could tell I felt bad. She's like, it's okay, sweetie. I was like, I didn't want to tell him that I couldn't watch it.
Shaylee, your parents' dream.
I don't know if Opal's gonna. But I think it was less about like, I was just a really good person and more about, I don't want to get in trouble.
Right, yeah, yeah.
As much as I'd like to be like, I'm an amazing person. I don't know. I have a very sensitive conscience.
Yeah, I know. I have an overactive conscience as well. Two goody two-shoes here in the middle school years. It's so rough.
Right. Our sleepovers were probably more tame than most.
Yeah.
Sleepovers. Okay, let's think of some
sleepovers. We're the ruiners of the sleepovers.
Yeah, sleepovers.
We're the ones that were like, guys.
Guys, we probably should
they
be
said no
this.
Boys.
Guys, we're not leaving the house.
I'm telling your mom.
Yeah. I'm just, what are you doing? I'm just using the phone really quick. Purple, mom.
Oh, right.
Right, no
from phone. Episode 3, the code word's purple.
Code word's purple. Safety.
Taglines for sleepovers.
Sleepovers. Where else would middle school boys go in the middle of the night if they didn't have a window to knock on?
That didn't actually happen to you. That only happens in Greece.
No, but there were like a bunch of girls. Yeah, boys would come and just like... wave at the window and we would like squeal and then like the two girls who were like living on the edge would like go and talk to him through the door.
Oh my gosh. We used to call, get this mm-hmm. dates us. Mm-hmm. We used to call radio DJs and request a song. We'd stay up all night.
DJ, can I hear Spice Girl, Spice Up Your Life one more time?
And I'm going to dedicate it to Tim. if he's listening, which he surely was not.
I never had boyfriends in middle school.
They weren't
really.
Boyfriends. They were just like crushes. Like, maybe they'll hear.
No.
And then they'll know. And we just watch terrifying, scary movies. Like, we watched like The Shining.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, this is messed up.
That's
Chucky.
The what?
We watched all the Chuckies.
We would watch like girl movies.
Ugh, we should have. What's wrong with us?
Chucky.
Chucky.
And you're like, let's.
Have you seen Chucky?
Vaguely flash. I don't think so.
The worst. Don't do it.
He's a doll that murders people.
You know, that's fine. That's healthy that's to put okay, in your tiny right? forming
How old were
brain.
You?
It was like middle school, 13.
His parents were 14? Like, yes, you girls got Chucky and The Shining.
And it was like a tradition. We were like, okay, so we're going to go over. And on like Friday night, we're going to watch a terrifying movie. Okay. And everyone's like, okay. Mm. And I'm like, I'm yeah.
We would like wet a girl's like bra and like put it in the freezer.
No.
And think it was funny and like freeze the bra. And it'd be like a training bra. So it's
first of all, I was going to say, kudos to the girl who needed a bra.
Girl, that's probably why we froze it. We were like,
jealous.
See who needs a bra? No. It's frozen.
Oh, that's right. Sad.
I won't need one for 3 more years.
And she's like, little do you know, it's terrible to be the one
I know.
With the bra.
I think she actually got her feelings hurt when we did it. We were like, we're just kidding. And then you can't like
unfreeze
the bra.
Didn't think that through.
Right. No, we thought it was kind of
that's
funny.
Almost rebellious, you.
I don't think I was spearheading the bra freezing. I think I was just like guilty by association.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah. Yes.
We would also, this is a long tag.
Sleepovers.
No, we would always come up with like dances, mm-hmm. like mute to music, and so we divide into like groups.
Cool.
And then we would spend like cool, all guys. Night making up dances, but it'd end up getting to like this cutthroat fight. Where it's like, you've been using the boombox the whole night, and we haven't gotten to practice with the boombox. Yes, and then one girl would always be like, yeah, not my jam, so I'm going to be the judge. And then they would sit out and just, like, referee, I guess, the whole night. And then we would, usually we'd end up getting in a fight and going to sleep before we would even perform. But then what we'd do is have these performances, and it'd be like the Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees. And we'd all pick the song, like, Rock Your Body, which, like, mm-hmm. I've heard it now in my adult like brain, and I'm kind of like, ooh. We were like dancing to those lyrics, so that's fun. Middle school. Anyway, we would make up dances, and then like they would judge like who.
Oh,
you know,
there's so much opportunity for like mean girlness,
right? And context. I literally think we wouldn't even get there because it'd always be like, Charlotte was in my group, and then she got mad because she wasn't getting to do something and then left to be in your group. And now that's not fair because we only have 2 people.
Mm.
And then you need to give us the boombox. And then we'd like all go to sleep and be like in cliques by the end. It was probably healthy.
No, it was probably no sleepovers. Healthy. I think my official ruling is sleepovers. You suck.
You don't need them.
You're terrible.
Sleepovers are for family. That can be the.
You can sleep over in your own room.
Right. Over in your bed. Get out of my bed.
Yep. Get out of my bed.
Get out of my bed.
Get a sleepover. Thanks, sleepovers.
Sleepovers. Our memories were more fond when we didn't explore them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed
better
it.
Better enjoyed
fuzzy,
them.
Fuzzy, I think. Why is it like more fun to hang out at 3 in the morning than it is like 3 in the afternoon?
Oh, well, speaking of hanging out at 3 in the morning, Shaylee and I decided we were going to have
An old-fashioned sleepover
at my own house.
Which we did.
We did do. We were going to try to record. I think our goal was 4 podcasts in one night.
We did three. We got 3.
And then we were like, let's save a sleepover-themed podcast episode for the last one. Because we'll just be so hyper and like psyched and just, you know,
yeah,
giddy.
We'll be slap happy by the slap third happy one. By it'll then. Be fun.
It'll be fun and people will love it. Or, as we listen to the playback,
it's terrible.
It will be only tangents.
Terrible.
There will be sections where we completely forgot we were recording.
Right. I believe I tried to answer. We ended up cutting this question out. But I was trying to answer how to, like, get your house ready to sell. And I was like, Katie can do a better impression of this.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to quote you.
This is the impression.
I could play the clip because it's literally recorded.
No. No one needs to hear that.
No one needs to hear the real one.
Slap happy 3 in the morning, Shaylee.
Slap happy 3 in the morning, Shaylee answered the question
brilliantly
of how to design your house to sell. I believe you said, and I quote, I'm so excited. what you're going to want to do is just style it in such a way that whoever is, you know, showing your house, comes into your house, just like looks at it and is like, I have to move in here.
Because, I have to live here.
Because of the, you know, fill in the blank.
In which Katie responded, fill in that blank, Shaylee.
Shaylee, why don't you fill in that blank?
Why don't you fill in that blank? I think that's the answer to the question. That's good. You just want to design your house in a way that people are like, this is the best design house I've ever seen because of fill in the blank.
You get it.
So that's how I'm going to
So that's what our resident pro
Q&As now.
Our resident pro interior designer.
Right.
That's the advice you get at 3 a.m.
That's
at the sleepover episode.
Yep. Yep. So anyway.
And then we started talking about middle school memories, which we're gonna do again tonight.
We're delving back into those depths.
But I'm pretty sure we just tangented and only talked about like the boys we had crushes on for way too long.
Right.
We like, called them straight up by name.
Straight up.
Which makes it completely unusable.
Right, because I'm sure all of our boyfriends from middle school, like, listen, just, like, Brian. Die hard.
Die hard to the podcast. Brian, is that you?
Right. I didn't have many middle school boyfriends, though.
Mm.
I feel like you kind of, I don't know.
We could go back there.
Fill in the blank.
Well, the way you get a middle school boyfriend is...
Give us the tips.
You fill in the blank.
You don't sit with him at lunch. Here are the rules for middle school boyfriends.
Okay, let's hear it.
They send a friend a messenger.
Yes.
That says, they think you're cute. And then you say to your friend, go tell them, I think they're kind of cute.
Yeah.
If you're a girl who wants a boyfriend, I would probably just say, I'm awkward. But somehow.
This conversation's sort of PG-13.
I know. And then they would be like, send you a note that's like, do you want to go out? Circle yes.
No, I mean, yes, and maybe. Go out, and of course, always, does not mean go out.
Right. Nowhere. You have no license. Right. Go out to nowhere.
Yep.
So I would circle the or because it was hard to get. no, and occasionally.
Circle yes or I would like no and you'd quote, circle or.
Yeah, because that was just you real are cool.
Amazing.
That's why I had one like 4-day boyfriend a year. So that was pretty good.
Watch out.
Yeah. And then you date for like a week or two. You talk on the phone at least 2 to 3 hours about nonsense.
Like, I remember a detailed conversation of me just explaining what was in my room.
I would do that. Like, and once
my
I was
comforter's
like,
purple.
Explain every rule with football because I'm interested. Right. That happened.
And then, of course, it would meet a tragic demise
mm-hmm.
in the relationship.
4 days later. They're like, I think I love you. And then you're like, here's a note. I'm sorry. It's over. But you wouldn't hand deliver it. You'd have your friend deliver it. And then you'd never talk about it.
So you were the breaker.
I would always send a note through another friend. All three boyfriends I have, I broke up with in a random, like, vague note after literally weeks. Weeks. Days. 4 days. One week. Week and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very serious. So I'm sure it took them a whole, like... one period to get over.
Yeah. But. I think people were even more passive in my school, if you can believe it.
No.
Because, like, instead, like you said, the boy would be like, whoever says you're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Ours would be even more, like, puzzling than that. Like, the friend would come over and be like, do you like Brian? Because, like, we heard you like Brian. And you're like,
whoa. Is this very cryptic?
Is Brian like me? What do you want me to ask him? Wait, whoa.
This is initiated.
It's not like I'm asking you to ask him. This you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very stressful.
That sounds stressful.
You gotta play it just right.
I think the moral of the story is like
middle school.
Homeschool your kids.
And don't ever let them out of your sight.
Homeschool your kids and they'll send a little note to your dad saying, do you think I'm cute? And he'll say, yes, princess, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. And all will be right and until be college. Right.
Until college when she's like, I don't understand.
She's like, I sent him this note and I never heard back.
What if I never introduce, like, I never update technology for my kids? It's like, they'd be like, I thought we only had notes.
Right?
He tried to text me. What's that, Mom?
Through the courier pigeon. I'm confused.
Wait, no, from my middle school. Not from, like, my great-grandma's middle school.
Oh, man.
Courier pigeon.
Middle school is also when kids are trying to, like, figure out the difference of, like, I'm in elementary school. I have a teacher that walks me to the bathroom. To, like, I have a locker. I can put anything in it I want. boys and girls could sit together at lunch. I mean, I guess they could in elementary school, but it was just totally different. You had a couple kids that were chasing each other around the, like, playground, I guess.
We thought we were such big shots
in middle school. Middle school's like, and that's when girls started hugging. Now. That's what I remember. Hugging? There were girls from a different elementary school that I became friends with and was friends with all the way through high school. And I remember in sixth grade, it was the first time everyone was leaving. And they were like, bye. And like did like the little like pat hug.
You're like, we hugged each other. And they came
and like hugged me. And I was like, what's happening? We're hugging. We're hugging for no reason. Just friends. I'm not related to you. We're hugging. And then I realized, I just thought like, that's the weirdest thing. We hugged. Everyone hugged each other. And then I realized that's what girls do. They hug each other.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess. So then
did anything ever super embarrassing happen in middle school? Did you ever get in trouble with any teachers?
Everything. In middle school?
Yeah.
One time, I accidentally gave the different classes were reading, like, the same book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, another class was further behind than our class. And, like, Motormouth McGee gave away the ending on accident.
Mm.
Sheer accident. But I guess they had, like, really wanted us not to or something. Mm. And, you know, we were all of sixth grade. So I'm sure it was, like, it was really important.
This is the only thing.
Well, and the teacher gave everyone a tongue lashing.
When I asked you.
If I got in trouble?
If you got in trouble is that you gave away the ending of your literature.
But then the teacher said, I'm very disappointed in you. And I want to go back and be like, were you really? Is that, you were very disappointed in me? Because I took that seriously and it crushed my little spirit. And I did not even mean to do it. There's a lot of words in my head.
There's just a lot of words.
I was trying to be cool at making a social conversation. We're in sixth grade. I don't know what's happening. We're hugging each other. I accidentally gave away the ending to this book that I can't even remember. So obviously it was very important. Yeah, that's honestly the worst.
Oh, Shaylee.
I mean, things like I forgot my flute at home.
Oh, like, flute,
and we had band or something. I played the flute because the case was tiny. And my mom played it, so I had one. She played it through college. So I was like, I'm going to play the flute. Well, I played the violin. I kind of
got around.
Ooh. I played the violin,
but I don't know if I call it play.
Did something with the violin. Fifth grade, they did it in elementary school, so I already had one. So then I played that in sixth grade, and then I switched to the flute.
Yeah.
And then by like halfway through seventh grade, I switched to choir, because the voice is an instrument too.
It is, and I bailed on violin for choir too, and finally I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
We used to have mandatory playing tests. And that's how you got your chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You auditioned for the chair.
Yeah, and you did it once a week. I think it was like, you know, on Mondays or something. I don't know what it was.
It's pretty
intense.
And
I would have so much anxiety, and then I would end up in the bathroom crying.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
So.
I think I would.
And I'm not going to blame my parents for how bad I was at the violin, but I do remember, this is why I told Jared, they can play anything they want. Just maybe not the violin. It takes so long for it to sound good. And so,
like, I can just, like, open my mouth and, like, push some air through. Wait, that's an option.
But I was like, I'm gonna practice. Like, I'm gonna practice for this play test. So I'd start practicing and they'd be, like, trying to watch TV.
Oh, and they'd be like, no.
You sound real good. Hey, could you, that's probably enough for tonight. I'm like, but I'm practicing. They're like, no. It's great. I'm just saying, if I was in their shoes, I'm like, I get it. That's not good. I wouldn't want to listen to that either.
Have you got a long, hard day? The violin is very like. It's very.
Cross buns. Mm-hmm. One up in each. That's great, honey. We're trying to watch American Idol. Probably not. Probably hadn't come on yet.
No, that was more like our eighth grade year.
Oh my gosh, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, mm-hmm. Any millennial listening is like. What? There was a before American Idol?
I'm sorry.
I did not get in trouble either that I can remember. I was goody two-shoes as well.
After you made me feel so bad about
However,
it.
However,
ooh,
I do have an embarrassing memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about this in too much detail
mm-hmm.
at our sleepover. So I'll just do a snippet of it.
Just a snippet.
But this is...
This is like a 9 p.m. version instead of a 3 in the morning version. If you pay us $20, we'll send you
we'll
the unedited...
It. That's good.
...killed episode.
Actually, I don't know how much they would have to pay me for me to get
No,
that.
Probably more than $20.
You know, probably
there was a lot of details about our lives.
Well, so this... I won't name names this time, but...
Kevin, you're safe.
That's my brother's name. That would be really weird.
Right.
No, that'd be really weird for the conversation I'm about to introduce. Okay, so in our middle school, there was this big question going around of whether or not you were square.
Ew.
Yeah. Which, first of all, they use square. Are we in the happy 50s? Days? Yeah, I don't understand. But basically, square meant you had been kissed.
I don't even think that's the right definition.
Quote, unquote, properly kissed. You know what that means.
Oh, no. No, I don't know what that means. And how are babies made?
Like if you're...
like I'm if just you're kidding. I know.
If you're from Paris, you might call it a normal kiss.
Okay.
You see what I'm doing?
I'm tracking.
You tracking? Which
no gone about with it, the wind on like screen kiss.
13, so this is already a That's terrifying terrible. Context, but it was right. like a thing.
Oh no.
And you wanted to not be square.
That's terrible.
And so the embarrassing thing was they made a list.
That's terrible.
Of who was square, and they taped it to my locker. And I was on it.
To your, why did they, what? Is this a movie? Is this like a bad movie terrible. On the Disney Channel?
But there was this boy. He was very kind, and he offered.
Oh, gosh. What a saint.
He was such a saint. He offered.
You know what? I'll take all 20 of you off that list real quick if you want.
You're kidding, but I'm not kidding.
Me in the stall.
Later, years later, we were at some high school sleepover, and we were all kind of like, who was your first kiss? We all went around, and it was the same person because he made the rounds.
That is so
what a trooper, gross. That guy. And he, it was not. Okay, so my first memorable
Ew.
Parisian kiss
Ew.
Was from some 13-year-old boy.
Grummy, little, dirty.
In our friend's kitchen.
That
and
is
they
terrifying.
Watched and they counted backwards from 10. All eyes on me. And
what?
then I technically wasn't square anymore.
They counted backwards. That is a long time.
And then I wasn't kissed again for like 3 years.
That is a long time. I feel like you're going to tell Callie that story. Like, learn from this.
This is not how you want your first real kiss. I don't know if I'd call it real. It was
10.
Gross. It was pretty disgusting.
9. 8.
Anxiety.
7.
Oh, gosh.
Ew.
It's going to be worth it. There was
this
a note on my locker.
This is
going to
be disgusting.
Ooh. And then afterwards, terrible. I was like, that wasn't. Ooh.
That makes is that me what that like, is? One of my boyfriends of 4 days hugged me on my way up from a football game.
Lots of hugging.
There's a lot of, really not a lot of hugging. There's a few hugs in between the three. But it was like, so-and-so wants to hug you goodbye. And so it was like this awkward buildup of
so
like
he wasn't around?
Hug.
That he let you know
no,
he was
coming? No, because he played on the football team. Oh. And so it was like, wait for him because he wants to hug you goodbye. Which
oh
is so strange when I think about it and say it out loud. And so I like waited. And then I think that something, maybe this is why the note to break up with him happened, actually.
You're like, I'm not ready for this.
It was something like, right, and I would sit, I was awkward, let's be honest. If there were like him and then like two empty seats next to him, I would sit with the one with like an empty one in between us at lunch.
And then you'd circle or?
Those 4 long days. No, we were like going out.
So you'd circle yes.
I think, I don't know, that may have just been a career. Yes. And then I think he was like, you don't have to sit so far away from me. And that was like, red flag. And then I broke up with him. Yep.
Shaylee, that's so good.
Right. And I think he said, I love you on the phone. And I think I was like, bye. And hung up like in the middle of him
I
saying
I love
it.
You. Come
so
on.
So it was like, I like, bye.
I do remember dropping some I love yous in middle school. What on
oh
earth?
My gosh. No, I was like,
It's like we're all just trying it out. I love you.
This,
I guess.
This doesn't feel right. I had a friend, or a guy that I went to elementary school with, not to hop back to elementary school, too far back, start from the beginning. And he invited me to a DC Talk concert.
Oh, hey, ho.
And I loved DC Talk. It was like, or maybe it was the Newsboys. No, it was DC Talk.
Oh my gosh.
And if you don't know who they are, look them up. maybe don't.
Oh man.
I think they're still around. Maybe not. Toby Mac.
Toby,
he's like a guy.
He's like, yeah, I'm still around.
Yeah, I'm still around, Toby.
Toby, you can be a guest if you want. That'd be weird.
Yeah. we just make one big awkward questions for you. They'd all center around 1998. So tell me about this Jesus freak.
What was this song Jesus Freak about?
What was it? I'm going to spare you all from singing it. So anyway, I really wanted to go. He asked me to go to the sock hop. With him.
Ooh, Oh, you had a sock hop?
We did. We had
so
a
it was
a
the
sock
50s.
Hop.
Were people square
it
there?
It literally, it was cool to be square.
Mm.
And
is that what your mom
said,
told you?
I think so.
Wish my mom had told me that. She was probably like, but you probably should
She's
by
like,
get
just
it over
get
with.
Some experience. So I'm just kidding. I don't know your mom. For the record, I don't know her mom, and she probably would not ever say that. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
I don't know.
For the record, disclaimer. Disclaimer. So anyway, he asked me to go to the sock hop. It was an, I'm building it way up for a not a non-story, and I said no. And then he goes, "I have two tickets to see DC Talk that I'll give you, and you can."
He paid you to be a state.
And no, and
what
I
they
said
call that?
No. No, there's two letters in the alphabet. You need to understand. In and out. And then I hang up on him and he called me back. I was like such a little brat. Like, can you believe? And then he kept, and then I was like, do I have to go with you? And like, I wanted the tickets, but I just kept saying like no and hang up. And even my family was like, Shaylee, talk to him. Like, talk to him on the phone. And I'm like, no. And hang up.
It's not called DC hang up.
How? But how terrible. I think back and I'm like,
It worked though, man.
In your brain never thinks that it's immature in all of your thoughts, but then you think back on actions and you're like, oh my, I was very annoying in my actions. So yeah, yes. Middle school.
Middle school was a big, like, learning that I had a personality time for me. I remember in sixth grade, I was like, as long as I don't speak,
People will like me
because they, by default, they won't, you know, know
think
to
about
not like
me.
Yeah, exactly.
They
won't
know me, but they won't not like me.
And then, in between the summer of sixth grade and seventh grade, I discovered a television show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of it. It is called Friends.
No.
Yeah.
Is Friends. It on Netflix? I'm just kidding. I've heard of it.
I know. Anyway, and I became so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
This is so pathetic.
Did you become one of the characters?
No, but I, like, I'm not kidding. I, like, studied it. I could tell. This was, like, my first inkling into comedy writing before I knew comedy writing was, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, there's, like, a formula happening here. Like, this is, like...
I feel like every episode's kind of
so
the same thing.
Funny. Okay, so, like, Phoebe's got her own subplot going on, and then Joey's got her... And then at the end, they kind of come together. All right, I'm going to outline this. I had a notebook.
No.
And I would... First of
you
all,
would break
I
apart
had a VCR.
Friends episodes.
I had a VCR and I could set it up. It was a pretty high-tech one. Yeah. And I could set it up to record all Friends. So by the end of, like, in a day, there were so many reruns that there'd be, like, six new episodes. And then I'd, like, start my tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for Christmas, I was like, all I want is blank tapes. And I had,
oh,
like, a
no.
volume. Oh, my gosh. I hope I still
Your parents
have
were like, honey, I'm worried about her.
I was also, like, the weirdo watching, like, Nick at Night. And, like,
I love Nick
I love
at
Lucy.
Night. I loved I Love Lucy.
Plots, too. But yeah, this
Fred
Friends,
and Ethel, I'd always be like, he seems a little old for her.
So I would label the tape, mm-hmm. and then I had a corresponding notebook, and I would write the episode title.
Would you title
the
it?
The plot.
Katie Needs Friends.
Katie Needs Friends, desperately. These are my friends. And then I'd pick my favorite quote from each one, which character said it. And they were almost always Chandler.
Oh
my. And so I remember coming back to seventh grade, sort of almost autopilot. Sort of.
This is awkward. Almost, insert Chandler here.
Yes. I like almost absorbed Chandler's isms mm-hmm. into me. Like, didn't even know that I was quoting him, probably. I was probably directly quoting him.
What's a Chandler quote? Can you think of any?
Well, a more, most cliche Chandler quote would be like, could it be any colder?
Oh.
That kind of pattern.
Okay.
But
okay.
Mainly it was just he always had a response. Like, always had a sarcastic
A witty,
witty
little
little one-liner almost after everything ever, which, to be honest with you, we've rewatched Friends now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, enough! This guy never answers to anyone. He's like, it's like, where do you guys want to go to lunch?
Where do you want to go to
okay,
lunch?
Okay, where do you want to go? Gosh, answer it. So anyway, but at the time, I was like, oh my gosh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. And anyway... I'm sad to say that now as an adult, as I'm rewatching Friends with my husband, we're like on like season 8, there has been like things I remember saying.
I thought I came up with that.
Either at an improv show or I can find it in a sketch and I'm like, oh no,
that is I am just straight stealing.
Somewhere in my subconscious. That was buried in there. So I don't know how much of my personality
I can see you at showbiz court being like, here are my drawings from when I was in eighth grade.
I have proof.
It's burned into my subconscious. Yes,
it was innocent. Yeah, so I don't know how much of my personality I owe to.
I'd say like 10%.
Bright Kaufman and Crane again.
I was going to say when you're like, that Chandler, he's so witty. I'm like, not Chandler. He just showed up and read the lines.
He just showed up and read the lines.
I mean, he did a good job.
But he read them very well. Mm-hmm. Matthew Perry, if you want to be a guest, we'll have you.
In any form. Chubby Matthew Perry, skinny Matthew Perry.
Bad hair Matthew Perry, great hair Matthew. London Matthew Perry was like the peak.
Oh, I don't even...
Season 5.
Okay.
He came back from season 4 and he had nice new veneers. Mm. His teeth got real good. He got real tan, had some like blonde highlights. Right,
okay.
And we were like, what, Chandler? They must be preparing you for a love interest.
For Monica. Can you all schnazz
They up? Must make you want to be more visually appealing so that we are rooting for this relationship.
One thing I remember about middle school, a little shout out to my bro.
Oh, gosh.
Chase.
Dr. Chase Kelly DDS?
He's 18 months older than me.
Oh.
We had this little old motor scooter that my grandpa had. Oh, no. I'm realizing now as I'm saying it, this was older than middle school. Oh. It was this little motor scooter, but my grandpa was going to give it to my brother because he was the oldest boy grandchild. And he said, I'll only give it to you when you're 16 because legally you shouldn't be driving a motorized little. And this was like the putteriest little like little scooter. It was cool. Mm-hmm. It'd be really cool before you were 16. But once you got 16, it's like the coolness wore out because you're like, or I could just drive an actual vehicle. but it's what my brother had. Oh, so we were like 15 and 16 at this point. We were like freshman, sophomore in high school. But I would like ride around on the back of it with him, and it was like barely could support two humans, even small ones. We were both very small. Anyway, we'd ride to the pool and stuff, so that was probably also weird. I think when you're 18 months apart, you're almost like twins.
Aww.
Does that make it less creepy? a little bit.
Let the listeners vote.
I think when you walk in one day and Callie and Emerson are swing dancing.
Oh, it happens already.
Right, but when they're in middle school, you're going to be like, it's going to be okay. You're going to be successful contributing members of society one day.
It's going to be fine. So there was a Knights of Columbus event space in Raytown.
Mm-hmm.
And they would host middle school dances once a month.
Is that kind of creepy?
I don't know.
We're and we just called sit it in the corner.
We called it Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
Like thinking, I think I thought it was like night time.
Oh, Knights
like,
of Columbus.
Like, are you
going
to be going to the Knights of Columbus?
Ooh, tomorrow night.
And that's where like all the relationships budded. And there were chaperones.
Note to future self. Middle schoolers should not be going to anything with a name.
Doesn't it seem strange that that was even a thing? And then you'd meet people from other high schools or whatever, middle schools.
There was like a middle school dance club that opened up in town when I was in middle school.
Dance club? Like a nightclub?
Legit nightclub for middle schoolers.
Ooh, yikes.
It was called like The Courts. That's what I was so proud of myself for remembering.
Cool.
The Courts. And it was only... under 18, but there was definitely no one even close to 18 there. It was like middle school and maybe some like freshmen. We never talked to anybody who wasn't in our age group that we knew, but you would get like all dressed up like you're going to a junior club. Now that I think about it, mom, maybe not the best choice. Just kidding. I only went a couple times, but.
The Courts?
Went to the Courts. It wasn't open
long.
I've
seen a movie where there was the Courts.
Right. And the girls who were in like dance, which I was not. They would, like, do their dances from class, like, coordinated the music. So it was, like, a really, like, watered-down young version of, like, Step Up.
Oh, man.
They'd, like, do their dances, and I'd always be like, I wish I knew that dance, but I don't. So I'm just going to wear a spaghetti strap top and feel cool.
Oh, spaghetti strap tops.
Which weren't legal at school. It has
to
be 2 inches.
Yeah, but you could wear them to the Courts.
I feel like we need to follow up this episode with a homeschool option. Episode. Strongly.
Oh, man. I don't even... It terrifies me to think what middle school is like nowadays.
I guess I learned people skills. I'm trying to think of, like, the good in any of that.
I was, like, student council president in middle school.
I
really came
council.
Out of my shell.
Let's talk about good things. I was in student council, too.
Yeah.
And I talked in front of people for my little speeches and tried to make a joke.
Running for student council was a big moment for me because as a people pleaser, mm-hmm. I really just wanted to make my best friend at the time was more confident than me. Mm-hmm. I just kind of let her do
one whatever. Of those where you look back and you're like, that probably wasn't a healthy relationship.
Yeah, right. Like, you could think you like someone.
Karen.
But you could be wrong.
Right?
But I remember she wanted to be president.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of like looked at the duties on the list.
You're like, I feel like I could be president. You should probably run for vice.
No, like I would never say that to her. And she was like, here's what we were going to do. She was the same one that told us which Backstreet Boys were our boyfriends. And I got Kevin. Which at least it wasn't Howie.
I was going to say, which actually like, nowadays, like AJ. Isn't he like a good like family man?
I don't
like,
know, Shaylee. Why don't you give me a Backstreet Boy update?
I feel like I saw him on something.
I'm sure.
I mean, I feel like Joey's the one that like made it out of there the best.
Isn't that NSYNC? Did you just cross over?
I'm going to give you a confession. I wasn't too well versed on the boy bands. They kind of all blend together. But yes, I think you're correct.
Backstreet Boys was...
Joey? Was he NSYNC?
Brian, yeah. Nick, Kevin, Howie, and AJ.
And oh my gosh.
NSYNC was JC, Justin, obviously.
Obviously. The only one that made it out well, Lance, I will say. Okay.
And
Joey.
Joey.
And Joey's really funny.
And there's a fifth, unless I already said it.
Sorry fifth. He was the cute one. Just kidding.
God. There has to be another one.
Wait, NSYNC had five.
For sure.
Yeah. Did you say Lance?
Lance.
Justin.
Justin. JC. Joey.
And the ugly one.
No!
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
The facial hair one?
Maybe that creepy was creepy facial hair. That was AJ.
But was he Backstreet Boys or
he
has
a creepy like goatee. Yeah, I truly don't know.
That's Backstreet Boys, I think. This is a fun game.
Someone is just chomping like, at the bit. Chomping at the bit, typing up a message as we speak. The poster is still on their wall. You let us know. Because then there was also 98 Degrees, which all I really remember from that is Nick Lachey.
And his brother.
And his brother.
True.
I don't even remember the name.
Yeah.
And then like the other people.
Two other that they didn't know either. They're
and there
produced.
Was like O-Town, but that's when everything was like dying.
O-Town!
That's when everything was
yeah.
dying.
Cause I want it all. For nothing at all.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
No one left to
if we
fall.
Sing too long, we have to copyright it.
I am thinking, I'm thinking about now, I'm back at Knights Columbus with my arm extended severely.
Oh no.
From a loved one.
With a sweaty hand.
Very sweaty hands, smelling like intense cologne mixed with body odor. Going, this is our song.
Oh man, I never had a song.
Guys, if you can remember Fifth NSYNC, comment on our Instagram photo because I'm sure we'll look it up by then. But I want right. you to feel good that you
just
knew it.
Go ahead and go to our Instagram and find the poorly lit
Joey.
Photo.
Oh, I'm picturing Joey with the weird hair.
Joey. Wait, it wasn't Joey. Joey's not the one we were trying
but,
to figure
But then I know, but I couldn't place Joey in my mind. And then the facial hair guy.
The facial hair guy was like a little bit like too dark and thick like of a goatee for anyone's well-being. I feel like we could use the computers that we carry around in our pockets.
No.
Like decide.
That's giving in.
Solve it.
No. What would you do before smartphones? You'd just hash it out like we're doing now.
I just look at the poster on my wall.
Look
my mom never let me have posters on my wall.
Man, your childhood.
Of, like, boy bands. No, wait. Okay, I threw her under the bus.
There. Denise?
I don't think I ever wanted posters. But I don't know if it's that I didn't
Interior
want
designer.
Posters.
You knew it.
I was like, this feels trashy. I don't know if I didn't want posters or if I was, like, too embarrassed to be like, I have a crush on a boy.
Yeah, maybe.
That's, like, 30.
I'd be like, I guess I love Kevin.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That's who I had a big old crush on. Yes. But I would never admit it. I would never even admit, like, I had a crush on, like, a famous person. Like,
you
I
might
thought,
know.
I don't know.
Ooh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You'd be a good guest. Come on over.
Yeah, JTT.
JTT.
I'm sure you're like.
HOTT.
Right after the holidays and all the Lifetime movies, your schedule will be free.
I feel like any person we could have invited as a guest, we've offended deeply.
Yeah. I feel like they won't
We did
know.
A lot of body shaming for Matthew Perry. I feel really bad about it.
Matthew, any size.
Any size. I'll take
you. You can go all the way up to 600 and we will still have you on the show via Skype
well,
without
anyway,
the video turned on.
So middle school's Stucco. was a turning point for me because my friend who told me what I thought.
Oh my gosh. We've tangented.
Are you happy I came back?
I'm so happy.
She said, Kevin's your boyfriend. And then she also said,
poor Kevin.
I'll be president. And then, you know, she like went down the line of her friend group. You'll be this and you'll be this and you'll be that. And
she was what's her face from Mean Girls.
Yeah. I don't think that it was
bossy.
Like, just bossy. Full disclosure. I don't think it was ever mean spirited. It's just that like we were like,
if I got everything I wanted, I'd be like, you're going to wear blue. You're always going to wear purple. And I'm always going
to wear. But I don't want to make her out to be a villain. It was just more like none of us. We're stepping up.
You were like, we are your clay.
Yes.
We're like, tell us what to do. What should we run for?
And then we'd be like mad silently to our mom. Like, well. And she's like, well, did you tell her?
No. Did you stand up for yourself? Right. Tomorrow.
Yeah. And then never. Anyway, I just, something inside me was like, I want to be president. I'm going to be president. That's what I'm going to do.
And of the United States of America. Katie Day. 2020. That's really sad that I had to count upwards to figure out. Katie Day, 2020.
Yeah.
Vice president. Psych! Running mate! Wait, that's the same thing. I'll be running for the opposing party.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is anyone going to vote for you if you didn't know the next election was in 2020?
Who's to say?
Someone wasn't treasurer.
Nope.
Secretary. So anyway, I told her, I was like, hey, I've thought about a lot and I really don't want to upset you. So just let me know. But I'd really like to be president, but I don't want to like upset anyone. And I know you said you'd be president, I'd be secretary, but I was just wondering if maybe you wanted to be secretary because I just really think I'd be a good president and I got a lot of ideas.
Pop machine. Free pop machine for everyone.
No, get rid of the pop machines.
No.
Replace them with broccoli machines. And then she, which is like, I feel like anytime you stand up to a bully you've created in your mind, she was like, okay. Yeah.
Like, that was too easy. I was like, I haven't slept
in days.
I haven't slept in 7 nights.
So step one was like...
So children listening.
Naming what I wanted.
Yeah.
And step two is I actually was elected, but I didn't think I would be.
How many people did you run against?
I mean, there's a handful.
I was secretary a lot of years, but there were several that I ran unopposed. I'm not going to lie.
They were just scared. Yeah, well, the way it worked in middle school, this is not interesting. This is like middle school.
Tell us. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. Tell us, Katie. How did it work in your middle school?
Basically, you got elected into student council. And then once you were within the student council, you could apply for you could run for an office. So the only people voting for you slash the only people you were running against were people on student council already. So it's not like you
were
like...
That's like quite an in-depth system for a middle school.
Which I thought it made a lot of sense because in high school it changed and you had to run for whatever
like,
office it
who's
was.
Who's the coolest?
But it's if you think about it, the type of person who's going to run for president, the fact that you won't be on student council at all, like there's only one president. So statistically,
right, so
there was
saying
like
the five really awesome student council members,
the really go-getters,
only one of them's going to get it.
Into student council at all.
Everyone, though, usually kind of worked it out, where, like, if the one really good guy was running for president, maybe one other really good person would run, and then it'd be, like, the wallflower that, like, one day was like, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to pop up out of a trash can. Actually, that's an example of what a real person did, and I think they won, because it was, like, funny. They were one of those guys. It's like a witty, funny guy.
Chandler. Yeah, well, anyway, so if you're listening, and you're the organizer of your student council system at your school,
make it more complicated.
I like the idea of being elected onto student council, and then from that pool you can run for office.
Yeah, that's a really complicated way to do it.
You think so? Think about it. Statistically,
I guess that stops it from being a popularity contest, because when I think back, my mom said that when she was in school, to try out for cheerleading, you had to try out at a school assembly.
Oh my gosh.
And the school voted.
No, they did not.
The school voted on the cheerleaders.
How is anyone okay from that era?
I don't know. And my mom goes, so I played the flute in marching band. And anyway, but I was thinking, and I'm like, that's terrible. And then I'm like, well, it's kind of a student council. Like, are, how many of the students are actually like, well, she does seem more responsible.
Right.
Student council is kind of just the same thing.
Well, so, I'm just thinking
more. At least homecoming court is like, it is what it is. They're just voting on just randomness, which is like the other stuff. They're trying to be like, I'll be a good secretary.
We could do a homecoming tangent. I'm sure you're just chomping at the bit to reveal that info.
I do have my crown on.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I know.
Shaylee won.
I don't reveal that information to a lot of
you
people.
You won. I was nominated, but I never
now,
won.
Now, hold on. Here's my disclosure. I feel like the people who win homecoming queen are the ones that are not a threat to anyone.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
You know? So I feel like it's not the girl that everyone wants to date, because other girls aren't going to vote for that girl. It's the girl that you're not scared if your boyfriend talks to her.
Because you know she's going to dump him in 4 days.
Well, no, not even dump him. Like, no, and people like, she's in the friend zone.
Right.
So I kind of feel like it's like the person that's like, I don't know, a little bit like, not like the most popular, because you don't hate her. And she's kind of like in a safe zone.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of what I always thought.
I probably can't weigh in on that. We had a different high school experience.
We did have a different high school experience. No, I don't know how that happened. Someone I think, no, there. I do know how it happened. Here's how it happened. I was in choir. And I was in, there were like a billion kids in choir. And so all the choir, I was like one of the officers or whatever. So I'm just like, vote for her. She's in choir. All of you freshman choir and all of you sophomore choir and all of you. So I feel like choir gave me the edge.
Oh, we can only vote on our class.
Oh, no. It was the whole school.
If you're in charge of the homecoming system, too.
It can be the whole school because some people are in choir. And it's like
it works out for you. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your crown, though, Shaylee. It looks beautiful tonight.
Thank you. I sat under the light so it could sparkle.
Okay, she's that's not really right. Wearing a crown. That would be hilarious. Do you have it?
I am wearing the gown. Oh, it's at my mom's house in like a tub.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere.
I didn't think
I'm saving them for Opal.
Oh.
So she can
see wait, them?
Well,
no. Wait. Plural?
Stop. My gosh. I did not win multiple crowns. I was in... Oh, this is getting bad. We're in high school now. This should be a whole nother episode.
I think it's worth it.
I was in, like, a pageant.
Oh, my gosh.
For people who were the homecoming queen of their high school. So it was only homecoming queens.
Oh, gross.
Could be in a pageant for scholarship money is how they lure you in.
Yeah.
And I didn't win. I got first runner-up. So I was like second place. Or third. Wow. Third runner-up. I was like second or third. But I got like a little participation crown.
Oh.
It was small.
That them sure just slipped right out of your mouth.
I just slipped right. Because I was like thinking of them in the tub and I said them.
Yep.
The homecoming one's a lot more pretty. And it's kind of weird that I helped order it because I was on cabinet.
Right, right.
And she's like, this one's pretty. Oh. So, I hope everyone appreciates us wasting an hour of your time tonight on our middle school dabbling in high school stories. This was slightly more coherent than the last one that we cut.
It really wasn't. So, this is so sad.
I'm so sorry, but we are releasing this one because we've now recorded it twice. Our ending segment is how to change in gym class.
Yes.
There's some tips that we feel like might still come in useful.
Absolutely.
In your mature ages, if you're changing at the gym.
Yes.
If you get one more yawn, Katie, and then you're out.
I'm so tired.
So we're just going to walk you through. You're in
maybe you just had a baby and you're trying to change in your master bathroom and you're just not feeling like you want your husband to watch.
Right, you're just not feeling like you want to like ruin anything any further. He's already seen a lot. See, he's recovering from, and now you don't want him to see a stomach
still
that you
applies is what we're saying.
Full size baby in it that now does not. Okay, so one of the good, shall I call it, methods.
Yes.
I like to call the turtle shell.
Okay.
And that's when you just slide your hands inside said shirt. And then, you know, you can take off any undergarments that are under there. You can...
Did you have undergarments in middle school?
Shimmy the bra. I did when I started changing in gym class.
Just for the sake of covering yourself up.
I think my sister was like, if you're in PE this year, you have to get a bra.
Oh, thanks, sis.
Thanks, Chelsea. Looking out.
Looking out for me.
Good looking out. Shout out for the sibs. Anyway, and then you can, like, change under there and like put the other shirt on and then like kind of like this. And then you're there. You're changed.
Perfect.
No one saw a thing. All it's right, a full 360 coverage.
A second proven method. This is the one I used a lot, which is, it's called the over-explain then go to a bathroom stall.
Oh.
That's what I call it.
That sounds good.
And so basically...
I'm not going in here because I don't want you to see me.
Yeah. You just, before anyone could ask questions, you just go, hey guys, I really have to go to the bathroom. I'll probably just change while I'm in there because I mean, why not?
Makes sense.
It's not because I'm embarrassed, okay? I always have to pee like right at the exact same time, like 1:24 is my human body is wild.
Are you sure, Katie? Because it'd be probably easier.
No, I'm good, I'm fine.
Probably easier to change in the
bench. No, it's cool. I need to go in there anywhere because I probably started my period. You know how it is.
Oh, no. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't either. That was all part of the lie. I'll probably just go in there and change my tampon.
Oh, no.
Let's just go real. Everyone's like, that's a pad. I know. I don't know.
You wouldn't understand.
I don't know. Whatever. You'll learn. Lock. Panic. Sweat. Think they can see you even though you're in there.
The worst part of changing the stall is coming out and there's a line of like four people.
And they're just waiting.
And they're waiting and they look angry.
And they legitimately like, have periods.
Right. And you're carrying your clothes out. Like, I didn't just change there. I just brought these with me just in case I just, you know, just needed.
I always bring them with me.
All right. How long would you leave your PE clothes in the locker before taking them home and washing them?
Who's to say? That's so good. This is so much anxiety coming back to me.
Middle school. How sweaty are you?
Pretty sweaty. Not middle school sweaty, I will say.
Who is middle school sweaty?
Middle schoolers.
Real talk.
I just got a text from Jonathan.
He's in the basement waiting for us to get done, and it's 11:07. And I just got a text that all it says is, is she still here? I'm just guessing back.
Yes.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, was recorded in front of a live French bulldog in Springfield, Missouri. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, or in our favorite spot of all, on an iTunes review. Feel free to send us an email at shaylee and katie@gmail.com. And we've already connected with so many of you through social media and email, and it's kind of our favorite thing of all. Because we love you.
Too soon?
Too soon. Is it too soon to say too soon again?